Today is learning is sponsored by Nishmas Rav Chaim Baruch Ben Rabbi Melech, Ben Melech Ben Rav Mordechai. May the learning be a schus for the neshamas by Rabbi Mrs. Yaakov Kaval. We are on Tzarivav Amud Beis, and we are by the Gemara that talks about Tana Rabbanan. We'll start again, the second wide line. Second wide line, Tzarivav Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Naman Ger Taishav Haya Nevzeradin Har Ger Tzedek Haya. Naman was a Ger Taishav, Nevzeradin was a Ger Tzedek. Nebanam Shal Sisra Lamdu Tairi B'Yushalayim. Descendants of Sisra learned Tairi B'Yushalayim. It does not identify who the Nebanam Shal Sisra are. However, this is where the Mekubalim say, the Ramami Pana says, that Rebbe Kiva was a descendant of Sisra. Rebbe Kiva definitely came from Mishpachas Gerim, and they say he was a descendant of Sisra. And in fact, he was a descendant of Sisra and Yoel. Sisra lived with Yoel seven times, and Rebbe Kiva was a descendant, which opens up a whole big tumult in Achrayim, because Rebbe Kiva's opinion is that if a guy lives with a Jewish woman, the kid is a mamzer. So, if that's the case, and Rebbe Kiva is a descendant of Sisra living with Yoel, so why wasn't Rebbe Kiva from a family of Mamzerim? This is the question. So many, many different terutzim are said. I will mention a number, a few of them. One of them is that Yoel was not a Jewish woman at the time. At the time that the story happened, she was a guy. She became Jewish later. And therefore, Rebbe Kiva came in Mishpachas Gerim. He came from two Goyim, one named Sisra and one named, at the time she was still not Jewish, Yoel. That's what some want to learn, that Yoel was not a Jewish woman at the time that the story of Sisra happened. Others want to say that Rebbe Kiva was a descendant of a descendant of Yoel, meaning Rebbe Kiva's Sisra lived with Yoel and they had a child who married a guy because he was a mamzer. And then descendants of Goyim, and Rebbe Kiva came from that family. So he was a descendant of Sisra and Yoel, but there was another guy in between in order that there should be no Mamzeris. And Rebbe Yehuda says that Sisra coming on Yoel and creating Rebbe Kiva doesn't mean literally. It means that Sisra had in him a spark of Kedusha that later on came out to be Rebbe Kiva. Not physically he was a descendant of Sisra, but Sisra's spark of Kedusha was the one that he was a descendant of Yoel. And Sisra's spark of Kedusha was taken away and given to Rebbe Kiva later on. Not that he was physically, biologically, a son of, genetically, a son of Sisra. That's the way the Ben Yehuda explains it. Again, there are many explanations. He brings it from Darizal. This is Darizal's explanation. As opposed to the Ramami Pana, who makes it sound that it was more physical, Darizal seems to say it is a concept of a spark of Kedusha that Sisra had that developed into Rebbe Kiva later on. But interesting that the Gemara did not say it. So some Achrayim want to say, why didn't the Gemara tell us that it was Rebbe Kiva? So they say that Shmai Vaptalion, who are descendants of Haman, told people that they were Gerim. Rebbe Kiva, and that we never find in the Gemara that he talked about the fact that he comes from Gerim. So therefore the Gemara, the Gemara didn't want to publicize it at this point, but it's interesting because the Mekubalim all say that it refers to Rebbe Kiva. Sorry, it was Maninu Shmai Vaptalion, I made a mistake. I said Shmai Vaptalion from Haman, he's from Sancherev. The descendants of Sancherev taught Tairah Barabim, and they were Shmai Vaptalion. The Nebonim Shal Haman Limdu Tairah B'nei Barak. And the Ein Yaakov has a Girsa, that the one who taught Tairah B'nei Barak was Reb Shmuel Bar Shilas. He was a Rebbe of children. He lived in the time of Rav. Gemara quotes him many times, Reb Shmuel Bar Shilas. He was with Nebonim Shal Haman that Limdu Tairah B'nei Barak. Our Gemara does not have the Girsa, but in the Ein Yaakov, the Girsa has it that it is Umanu Reb Shmuel Bar Shilas. He was Reb Shmuel Bar Shilas. The Atmid Nebanav Shal Aisa Rasha Vikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachnisan Tachas Kampi Hashchina. Now we're going to have Rashi's chat in this Gemara, which reads much better in the words, and then we have the Adramat's chat in the next Gemara that I'm not 100% sure how it fits into the words. the Bnei Banav of Nebuchadnezzar, Eitzer Rashi referring to Nebuchadnezzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wanted them to bring them in under Kamfei HaShechina. Meaning Nebuchadnezzar, no matter how wicked he had been, had done a mission, had carried out a mission that was necessary to carry out, which would have theoretically entitled him to have a descendant of his join Klal Yisrael. As we mentioned before Sukkot, that these Goyim will do terrible things, but at the end of the day, they make Klal Yisrael do tshuva. So, therefore, it, in a certain sense, entitles them to some kind of reward in Klal Yisrael, which is why all these Rishonim have descendants that go into Klal Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar's children also should have been incorporated. Just give me one more minute. Amu Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Malachim said, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, the one that destroyed your house and burned down your Beis HaMikdash, you're going to bring him under the Kamfei HaShechina. Means he's passed the line that for him he's not savable in any way, fashion, or form. Hainu Dechsiv, Rufinu as Bobo, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to heal Bobo, but they weren't healed. Mashma, that there was a thought, so to speak, Kabayachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to heal Bobo by incorporating Nebuchadnezzar into Klal Yisrael as well, and he was not, thanks to the Malachim. Now the Yadrama learns that Nebuchadnezzar's descendants showed no interest. How it fits into Amr Malachi Asharis, I don't know. That Ramah says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to welcome them, even though the Malachi Asharis tainted, but Bubbles and Nebuchadnezzar's descendants showed no interest. There has to be some kind of interest on the side of the person in order for him to be incorporated. There was no interest in the people of Bubbo, of the descendants of Nebuchadnezzar, to do anything positive. And therefore, for Loi Nirpasa, it never got healed. Yes, Doctor. Rashi.
But
yes.
But what was the call that Hashem Yisborah, for those that deserve good, he gives good, those that deserve bad, he gives bad. So these people, like Paro, Nebuchadnezzar, all these people,
they got punished. They are burning in Gehenna. They are terrible people and they got terrible punishment. But in them each was a spark of Kedusha that came about either because they had one or because they caused Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, and therefore that has to manifest itself somewhere along the line of their descendants. And at this point, I'm leaving my ability to explain any more than that.
One might point out that relatively recently from Moses, we just listened to a 100 Shofar blast.
Right, because they're the mother of Sisra. Rashi. Is Ger Taishev Shlakibalalu Shar Mitzvah Shlakibalalu Shlalab Rabbi Tachavim? He only accepted not to serve Avodah Zarah. Shlais a Russian Nebuchadnezzar repeated by Nipitzam. Shakarish Baruch Hu Mavakish Lurfai Shakarish Baruch Hu wanted to heal him. Mahaknes Mei Yibon of Tachas Kamfei Hashchina. That's the Gemara to Ulu Amar Zed Amen Umay. Sorry, Ulu Amar Zed Nebuchadnezzar. Ulu says it refers to Nebuchadnezzar the way we explained it. Fuma Nachmeni Amar Elu Naharis Bavo. Shakarish Baruch Hu did not heal the rivers of Bavo. Seems that the dates that grow on the side of the Babylonian River, I assume it refers to the Euphrates. I'm not sure whether it's the Euphrates or the Tigris. One of those two are called Nahares Bavo. The Targum of the Tanais of the Bavloi, they are very bad tasting dates based on the fact that the water supply gives them a bitter taste. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not heal it. He left that because Bavo had been the country that had destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, tonight of the bubble, the Karamalim, the bitter date tree, Sha'imdim, Benaharez, the stand in the river. The Shnachrina, tonight of the bubble, the Kalim, Shabarim, Shonaharez, bubble, Sha'ain Naisim, Peres. There's these date trees that don't produce fruit. It's different, the first shot that they have a bitter taste, this is they don't produce fruit. Shamayim, Roim, Haim, Legatul, Peres, in the water is bad, meaning it doesn't have the ability to produce, to create the nutrients necessary to produce fruit. Besides Amina Kushnu Damisu Hanitanais of the Bubble Mesheshishimabrahis, this inu, the Gemara Saita refers to those date trees. Is it true that they existed from Sheshishimabrahis? The Nor, Shatakas Hanitanaisa, and the river that flows under those date trees, may Marimino are bitter waters and they don't produce fruit. That's the Gemara Baita. Amar Ula. Amanu Mayav Shimavi Bisha the Yerushalayim Havi. Ammon and Moab were terrible neighbors, bad neighbors of Yerushalayim. Meaning, usually neighbors have a good relationship. Ammon and Moab and Yerushalayim had a bad relationship. And the truth is, there was a reason for it. And that's because Amnon Umayyah felt discriminated against, which the Torah says, Mayavi Amayni Mayavi Bekal Hashem. So they always had a grudge against Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael says, you cannot enter. It's an amazing thing. The guy can persecute us, but at the same time try to emulate us, and try to get upset when we're exclusive and don't let them in. I once heard from Matisyahu Solomon, he pointed out that it says that the Yevonim made 13 holes, 13 breaches in the Sireg. That is part, one of the walls in the Harabayas. And that was the place where a guy could go to. A guy was allowed to go till the Sireg, not allowed to enter past the Sireg. So these Yevonim couldn't handle the fact that there was a barrier that they couldn't go past. So they make these 13 breaches in the Sireg to show now we can go as far as we want to. So it's a similar kind of thing. Amnon Umayyah have it out for Klal Yisrael because the Torah says Amnon Umayyah can't become Jewish. Now, even though they can become Jewish, but they can't marry into Jewish woman, they can become Gerim. They can become Jewish, but they can't marry a Jewish woman. Now, it's interesting. They hate the Jews, so why would you want to become a Jew anyway? But that doesn't make a difference. You can hate the Jew and be upset at them that they don't let you become Jewish at the same time. Given the Sheminu and the Viyad, the Kamisnav, the Churban, the Yerushalayim, and they heard the prophets prophesize about the destruction of Yerushalayim, Shokhulu and Hanetzar, they're the ones that picked up the radio waves of that the Nevi'im are giving Klal Yisrael Musar and foretelling of a Churban. So they sent the message to Nebuchadnezzar, Puk Vita, come and come, get out and come. Your chance now. Listen, the Nevi'im are foretelling this destruction. This is the opportune time. Nebuchadnezzar is sitting in Iraq, he doesn't get the messages. Amnon Umayyah are located in Jordan, in southern Jordan, and in Jordan and northern Saudi Arabia, I guess. That's where Amnon Umayyah are, maybe more Jordan. So they get the messages, and they're sending a message to Iraq. The Nebuchadnezzar come and attack. Amar, he said, I'm afraid they shouldn't do to me what they did to the other people that attacked them. Love to conquer them, but it's not a good idea. It's not strategically a sensible thing to do. So they sent the pasuk, the man is no longer home, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left them. He has gone to a distant place. Hashem is the man of war. Now the Gaon takes out Holoch B'derech Merochik because of the next line of the Gemara. Shalach Luhu, he said, so he sent back B'kribahu. He might have left, but he's in the neighborhood. V'yasu. And if as soon as I come, he'll come back. Meaning he might be angry at Klal Yisrael till I show up. When I show up, he'll be back saving Klal Yisrael. Shalach Holoch B'derech Merochik. Nope, he's gone far away. He ain't coming back so fast. Shalach Luhu, Islu Tzadiki, they have Tzadikim, the boy Rachmi, Vel Davin, Umaisele, they'll bring him back. Meaning, there'll be people around that'll get people to do tshuva. And ultimately, I could as well as then come back, and I'll be the victim. I'm not ready for this. Yes. I don't think they quoted the psukim. I think they quoted the message that the pasuk tells us about. So they sent him back. He took the bundle of silver with his hand. The ain kesev of tzadikim refers to tzadikim. Shenagmar, like it says in the pasuk, ve'echroli b'chamishos or kesev, I will buy with 15 silver coins, the chaymer sa'irim, the lesach sa'irim, and a kor and a half. A chaymer is 30 saw, and a lesach is 15 saw. Refers to the 45 tzaddikim that the world stands on. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I will redeem Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim in the schus of the 45 tzaddikim that the world stands on.
To 36, Lamed
Vov. It doesn't say, in the Gemara, in a few places, it talks about 45 tzaddikim. This is the Gemara that refers to 36, but the Gemara on Chulin and the Gemara here refers to 45.
We have a better chance, though.
Shalach Luhu, so he sent to them, Hadri Rishiyah B'tshuva, they'll do tshuva, they might not be tzaddikim there now, but when the trouble comes, they'll do tshuva, U'boi Rakhvi, they'll daven, U'maisulei, they'll bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. Shalach Luhu, so they sent to him, Kvar Kavod Lahim Zaman. The Navi said they're going to Golus for 70 years. So it's, that is already etched in stone, meaning that's not stopping. Meaning you have nothing to fear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say Galus, period, without a time. which would mean it could be long or short depending on their tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said galus for 70 years. So the time is set, they're going to galus, you have nothing to fear.
Why didn't they do it then? Why didn't you?
Because you need a world power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving Klal Yisrael into the hands of some weaklings. So they needed a world power, so they turned to Nebuchadnezzar, who was the world power at that time. Let me just catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shiva Vishchenim, Puktot, Tzem, Mkhaim, get out of your place. Bola, Eretz Yisrael, come to Eretz Yisrael, Vatech Mishan, and conquer. Kena Ish, Mikru, the Mishli, Tzapasuk, and Mishli. Bekrevu, Bekarevu, he's close. The Yom Abay, Zechim, will come when they're oppressed. Pidakrish, and Mikru, Zed, this is the way of this Pasuk. Shem Shokholai, that they sent him, Shemimanu, we understand, who, Akol Milsad Hav Amilah Hav Emeshu Dover Zed. We study the Pesukim and we see what they sent him, so obviously he was responding. So if he sends it, right, first they said he left. Then they said he took along the Tzadik. It means obviously there was being a response that he refused to come. Sorry, Akasha Bokhan, we are the Tzadikim Shebehem Mesu. The Tzadikim are gone. Ve'achol Dibu Chamisho Aser Kesa, Petisio Aser Ben Mitzrayim, Ben Mitzvah Ben Nisan. Rashi learns that Chamisho Aser Kesa, Chamisho Aser is referring to the 15th of Nisan. Kesef, v'chaymer sirem, v'lekes esach sirem. B'schus tzadikim shenikru kesef. There, how many of these tzadikim are there? Chaymer sirem, mishloishim sirem, 30 saw. V'lesach hamisha aser sirem, 15 saw. Elu abom v'chamisha tzadikim shaylam mitzkayim aleim. These are the 45 tzadikim that the world stands on. V'chulim v'peregid anasha. The Gemara says, "Pamim shishloishim kam v'tezvah be'eretz Yisrael." Sometimes 30 are in Chutzlaritz and 15 are in Eretz Yisrael. Pamim shetezvah kam shloishim be'eretz Yisrael. And sometimes Eretz Yisrael has 2/3 of them. Sechtos chulin heger the kamafarish akrobat tzadikaya. There explains this. Where explained in this pasuk, but tzadikim amri it says, "Ein kesef el tzadikim." Chaynoi mitzray rakesef lachach biyaday. Rashi is pointing out is here we're proving that it's tzadikim from that pasuk, and there it's proving from this pasuk. Meaning it's the combination of the two psukim that it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking Tzorer HaKesef and referring to the fact that Kesef has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquiring Klal Yisrael, that we figure out that Kesef must be referring to Tzadik. Karkov Elohim Zman, Shlo Yoveh Ayin Shon, he won't come till 70 years, Shetashlim Golos Bavel, the Golos Bavel will be completed, yes.
But you mean to me that Hashem Zisilis, I know the future, so even if all the people are going to do tshuva and tzaddik and tefillah, it's not going to help. How does that work? Why not?
Listen, I'm not getting into Yediyah Bechira. Please don't take me there.
That's
what you're asking me. How can there be Nebuah? That's what you're asking me. But that's different because Nebuah is subject to tshuva. If they do tshuva, Nebuah can change.
Talking about 45
tzaddikim,
this might be really off the subject. Why
did Avram ask for 50? I have no idea. It's not even saving five cities has nothing to do with. This is talking about 45 tzaddikim that exist in the world at large.
He's looking for 50 tzaddikim just in Sodom.
That's because it's one thing to talk about the world at large. It's one thing to save a city that's totally Rishayim.
I mean,
in his question, there are five cities. No. I don't want to get about. It's really obvious. If you don't mind, I don't want to go there now. Yes. Sorry, you had a still question?
No, I still haven't understood. I can't understand why we can't do tshuva.
You can do tshuva. Meaning, sometimes tshuva won't take off the gzera, if that's what you want to know. The gzera of 70 years in Galus was made, it was irreversible at a certain point in time. Up to a certain point in time, it was reversible. After a certain point in time, they had to go to Golos for 70 years.
No matter what we do.
No matter what we do, that Golos had to happen. Yes.
There is a notable absence in Nebuchadnezzar's Shachar Tariya, which is that a Mezuah would not be resisted.
Right.
Whereas a...
Right.
There can be, so...
At a certain point, it becomes non-rescindable.
It must be. It can only be, and there's explanations are constant with this, that the Gezerah of 70 years is Gezerah L'Tzav.
Okay, I'm not going to sit and argue the point. Again, everything is L'Tzav. We went through this last time. Some Gezerahs are reversible, and some Gezerahs are obviously necessary. Everything is L'Tzav, right? Everything is L'Tzav. Yes, again, I'm not arguing the point. So again, so the bottom line turns into everything is L'Tzav.
No, this is
Okay, I don't want to. This is not the time. This is not the time and place to have this argument.
Shem
will put a bookmark in there, and we'll continue a different time. Yes,
Shuva takes away Gzeira.
Shuva can take away Gzeira. Shuva, yes, it can. It could, yes. But again, as I mentioned many times, some Gzeiras are not rescindable because they're necessary. They're necessary with time. Because due to the fact, it's the dentist appointment. I think I gave that analogy before Sukkot. Some things are dentist appointments. They have to happen. They're l'tayv. Unfortunately, they're painful. You're right. Gaul's bubble was l'tayv at a certain point. If Kai saw the tshuva, we don't even know they did tshuva.
I mean, it has to be perceptively.
Right.
So there's no way around it.
All Gaul's is l'tayv.
But perceptively,
I understand.
I'm not being religious here. They're straight, logical, okay. Mandatory way of understanding, which is inescapable.
Okay, let's go back. The day of the appointed time, Yavi Beisa, he'll come back. By the way, which meant after 70 years, they're coming back regardless if they do tshuva. There is a flip side to this time. By setting a 70-year gullus, it's a 70-year gullus regardless. With tshuva, without tshuva, they're going for 70 years and they're coming back.
Does that mean they'll get punished eventually?
It might be. That was the part I think we talked about. The second base on Mikdash Korban being an extension. I talked about this before Sukkot. That there's many that hold that they had to go to go. Did I talk about it here? I think I did. That the second base on Mikdash that was a, they had to come back. They weren't ready for a long golos. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them for 70 years and brought them back on a lower level, but they retooled, so to speak. Teresh HaBapeh flourished. They learned how to exist without the revelations of the first Beis HaMikdash, and slowly were able to last in a long gullus. However, they were given a second chance. Practically, had they been good, they wouldn't have gone back to gullus. But since they weren't, there was still an old cheshman. That's how many learn. So they weren't ready for a long gullus. 70 years was all they could handle at that time.
Of course, you said that. We don't want to say the exact names of tzaddikim that come from these.
I have to look it up.
But I understand it so clear. Who wants to give you yichas to Haman? I mean,
but then Yaakov has the girsa, and then Yaakov, you know, it has the mani Reb Shmuel bar Shilas, so it does identify him.
I understand. Why not?
I understand. Okay. Are you upset at me that I identified him?
I mean, am I upset? I've never upset a Rebbe, but bless you, music. But I, is it?
It's Rosh Hashanah's up his time that the blacking faces are beautiful.
Fine. Okay. This. Shaluch Lu, so he sent them Sisvahu. It's winter time. I can't come. I guess he launched his attack. He arrived in Asara B'Tavis. That's when he laid siege. So it's winter time. I'm really not, can't come travel because of the snows and the rains. Shogulay, so they sent him to Ashina the Tura. Come under the stones of the mountains. How does he translate that?
The cliffs of the mountains.
Hide under the cliffs of the mountains. Meaning, if you come under the mountains, you'll be saved from the heavy snows and rains. Yes, go around the mountains. Under the mountains, I'm not 100% sure how this works. Shenamar Shukukar, they sent to the ruler, Maishal Eretz, the ruler of the world, Misela, Midbara, from the cliffs to the desert of Harbatsia. Shaluch Lutz, he sent the next argument. Yasina left Miduchta the Yasivnebe. I have no place to put camp. There are no houses that can house my troops in the winter. I'm coming to fight. I need a place to house them. Their caves that they use as graves are better than your palaces. Meaning, don't worry, they can house your troops. There's enough caves around there to house your troops. Now, what it means it's better than your palaces, I'm not sure, because I don't think they were equipped with the, palaces used to be equipped.
Amenities,
right. The Chassid Aizah, he knew Hashem Yitzias Atzmas Malchus Yehuda Vesatzmas Sarah Vesatzmas Akahanim Atzmas Anaviim Vesatzmas Yeshu Yisraelim Mikuvrayim, because they'll need him out of the way so they can camp there. Shatchum Hashemish Meireach They will spread them out in front of the sun and the moon and all the other hosts of the skies that they loved. That they served. That's a whole chuachlem. Talk to Rashi. Because of the snows and the rains. Ta'ashina, the Torah bar Terach Tachtas Harim, come under the mountains, Harim Yagino Locha, and the mountains will protect you, and Ashlogim and Amatarim from the snows and the rains. Shilchu Kar, Maishalar, Shilchu Shliach, and the Chanetzer, Shay, Maishalar, they sent a message. Kar means a message. Shiavel Harbasin, Terach Aslan, Vaharim, should come through the rocks and the mountains. Lest we duchta Layili, Makum Savu, Shalim, I don't have a place around Shalim. Shanukha Ali, Vachayoli, I and my army, Layisha, the Makum Machusik, and Shalim to be in a safe place because of the rain. Kivraim, Shay, Yisrael, Marishalahem, the cave, Sabu Shalim, Behem Atavich, Alusechel, Chemeshev, that's where you and your armies will be able to settle. Yetzilas Asmus Malcha Yehudish, Asidim Mahashmach, when Akvarim, Asam Shibakvarim, they're going to throw out the bones of the grave, Shinem of Esahi. Okay. Now the Gemara's. Yes. It's telling them that the bones of all these people who served the Avedizara will be dragged out into the open. That'll be part of their punishment when the Khadetcha shows up and camps in the grave sites, he will take out the bodies.
I thought I was talking about tzaddikim.
No, it's nothing to do with tzaddikim.
The Kohanim, the tzaddikim.
They were all, these are the ones that served the Avodah Zarah. Not all of them, but some of them. It doesn't say tzaddikim, by the way.
No, it doesn't.
You added the word tzaddikim. I did. Amalei Reb Nachman Reb Yitzchak. Mishmi Eloch Emes Asi Bar Nafli. You know when Mashiach is coming. Now, the Gemara is going to say why Mashiach is being called Bar Nafli, which seems to indicate a, what is his name, is Bar Nafli. A Nephil is a non-viable child. I think Bar Nafli, how does he translate Bar Nafli?
He doesn't.
He doesn't, okay. Now, what is this Gemara doing here? Zuk Rashi, Amos Asi Bar Nafli. I did not mean to try a case of Lokach B'yadah, since we mentioned the fact that Hashem took away the Tzadikim, Shinismatu HaTzadikim, Kamari Ha'anami, the Mashiach. So it's talking about Mashiach, V'kamer Tamidim Mismatim. The Gemara is going to say that at the time of Mashiach, the Talmidim will be diminished. And therefore, that is the that's why the Gemara gets into this subject, because there'll be another time that there'll be a lack of Tzadikim. V'ayid amina v'tiyah emes nederes, and since in the signs of Mashiach, it'll talk about the fact that truth will be disappeared, so, I see ha, that hu asr dishmei kushta. So it brings the story about a city named Truth, where they only spoke the truth, which we will get to in Meretz Yisrael. So he asked them, Amalei Mam Bar Nafli. So Rav Yitzchak says, who is Bar Nafli? Amalei Mashiach. So he asked the Mashiach Bar Nafli, you call Mashiach Bar Nafli? Amalei In Yas Tassir Bayayimahu Akim Esukas David HaNefalos. I will stand up the Sukas David HaNefalos. Rashi learns it's referring to Malchus Beis David. Others learn it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi Malchus David Shenofla. Well, he called Mashiach Bar Nafli, the son of the fallen. Now, the Arglaner learns he did not ask him what time, when is Mashiach coming. He wanted to know how low the things have to get for Mashiach to show up. Meaning, there's an Achishena and there's a Ve'ita. Mashiach can come at any moment. He can come at any moment from a certain point after Gala started, Machlokes later on, and in Masechta Avodah Zarah. At what point became the possibility that Mashiach should come after Korban Bayis Sheni? We're way past the time. He could have come the last who knows how many hundreds of years. But that's Achishena. That's not the time he has to be nearby. There is a time called Be'ita where he's going to have to show up. And the question is, how low do things are going to get before he has to show up? That's the question. And the Gemara is going to go through. It's not a time period, because we are not being told the time Mashiach is coming. But we are told that the world will reach a new level of depravity. Is that the word I want to look for?
Depravity.
Before Mashiach shows up. And that's what it's going to talk about. Yes?
Just to really light up the lights earlier in the morning. The Ramban and Peshawak, does Rav Margaret read that as saying, even Avishana, if we are not worthy, will be delayed?
Well, then it's not Avishana.
I don't know any other way to read the
Ramban. Okay, I don't know. I would have to look at it. I'm going to help you. I'm a Rabbi.
So right now, Rabbi said, I think before, we're Be'ita
ready. Yeah, we're Be'ita ready.
So
Be'ita has a range also.
I know, it's a range, right? So, meaning, we should, I mean,
we've been through all these Simanim and the Gaon. That's what you want to know. Read the Simanim. We've been there. The Yad Ramah writes. The Yad Ramah writes after this Gemara. He says, "I wonder why Mashiach's not here yet. We've done all this already." That's what he says. And that's hundreds of years ago. He says, "If these are Simanim for Mashiach to come, we passed the test. Now it's time for Mashiach to come." He didn't understand why.
Well, the Ramban, after talking about how important it is not to make a cheshbon, then make a cheshbon, which is also bad.
Right.
So, I mean, the world is going to be whatever that big word you said, Rabbi, you said was something. But we
gravity.
Depravity. Go ahead, no.
But we. So where are we supposed to fit into this? We're helping the world.
Well, let's take a look at the Gemara and we'll figure it out. Amar Rabbi Hakki, Amar Rabbi Eichanan. Dar Sheben David Ba, Tamid Chachamim Mismatim. The Dar when David comes, there'll be a few Tamid Chachamim. They'll be diminished. The Hashar and the rest of the population, not the Tamid Chachamim, Einayim Kalois B'Yogim V'Anocha. Their eyes will, what's Kalois? They will yearn. Worn out with sorrow, and it's a result because there'll be so few Tamid Chachamim. The schus that saves Klal Yisrael from many tzaros won't be there, and therefore the rest of the population will suffer so much more because of the lack of Torah. The tzaros rabbis gzeiros kashus mischatshes. There'll be a lot of tzaros, and there'll be new gzeiros constantly. Acha rishayin the pekuda until the first one ends. It's finished. The second one is on its way. The Gra learns that if you look at Chevle Mashiach, I think it's the Gra, it might be a Chavos Chaim, I'm sorry, that it's like Chevle Leida, it's like childbirth pangs. And as the lady gets close to the childbirth, the pains are more severe and they're more close to each other, so it'll be with Chevle Mashiach. As history moves on, the childbirth pains of Mashiach will, unfortunately, Rahmanul Islam, be severe. Like the Holocaust, for example, and also the time in between the Xeris is diminished. It's the world's moving at a faster pace.
Actually, come closer and closer.
Right. Rashi. Lacking. Till the first one's lacking, and until it's over, the second one shows up. Tana Rabbanan. Shavuos Ben David Ba. The 7 year period that Ben David's coming. Meaning the 7 years preceding his arrival. The first year will be the following pasuk. Some cities will have rain, some things won't, meaning there'll be a slight famine in the world. Not a severe one, but only in certain places. Not a worldwide one, but certain places will have a lack of food. Shniya, the second year of that Shemitah, Chitzei Rav Mishalchan. The pangs of hunger will start all around the world. Not severely, but there'll be a beginning of a lack of food. Shlishis, Rav Gadol. There'll be a huge famine. Umeisim Anashim Anashim Betaf. And many men, women, and children will die. Chasidim Vanshimaisa, pious people and people of actions. Retire Mishtakechas Ulamdeh. And due to the severe famine, people will forget how to learn because of the weakness of the body. Bervius, in the fourth year, Saiba Veina Saiba. The beginning of years of plenty. Not too bad, not too good, but the turnaround in the economy. They'll be out of the depression. The Chamish is Saiba Gadol. And in the fifth year will be a boom. What's the name again? Everything, everybody will have what they need. Veiklin, Veshaisen, Smeichen. The Torah Chazeres Lamdeh, and Torah will return. Mashishis Kailos, there'll be Kailos. Rashi says rumors that Mashiach is coming. Mashvias Muhammad. In the seventh year, there'll be wars. The Maitre Shvias Ben David Ba. Now, exactly how to translate this, more than Pashim Shat, I don't know. That the Gemara of Yaitzev HaKam Mashvias Abibam Baleah, so we had many 7 year periods that we had all these things, that Mashiach hasn't come. The famine and the recessions and the depressions and the good economies you had, but did you have rumors that Mashiach is coming and wars to follow that? Did it follow the order that we gave? Never happened in that order. Rashi. So Rashi Mtarti Shavuot Shemitah Mtarti Lachar Shemat Mutter. There'll be a little bit of rain. Behe Rav B'Makom Zeh B'Soyv B'Makom Zeh. There'll be hunger in one place and plentifulness in the other. She'd say Rav Maat, a little bit of hunger. Shloi Soyv B'Shum Makom. There won't be any satisfaction. Mishtakechus L'Nedav Mitech Shein L'Malecho. They have nothing to eat. Mishishis Kailus Yatzu Kailus Ben David Bob. There'll be Kailus the Ben David is coming. Lishnachrina Kailus Mitki Shayfer. Shnami Yitaka B'Shayfer Gadol. Whatever that means. The shayfer will start blowing. Now, the Mashal learns the kailos will be punishments for the Gayim. The Gayim will start getting punished. There'll be all kinds of noises, meaning in the world, of punishments being inflicted on the Ummah Sa'ilam. That's how the Mashal learns. He's bothered with Rashi's chat. The Gemara says later on that Mashiach comes when no one's expecting him. Now, if there's a rumor going around that Mashiach's coming, so then they are expecting him. So what does it mean, therefore the Mashal argues on Rashi, and he says the kailos are the noises that come about from punishment of the Goyim. Mochamas ben Ibn Kachavim Yisrael, there'll be wars between the Goyim and the Yidden. The Havahoki Shanakas Rav, Shanakas Saiva, we have many years of 1 year of famine and 1 year of plentifulness. The Havah became Lebo ben David. Mashiach's kailos, Mihavah Klum, Yatsu kailos, Ben David Bo, were rumors around that Mashiach is coming. Right, Kesidram, Mihavah Klum, Elu Atari, Zikhtani Hacha, Kesidram, Lo Yisramu. Never happened in order, Bishvu Echon, in 1 7-year period. Havoki Yisramu, when it will happen in that order, Asu Mashiach, Mashiach will come.
Famine's all over? Famine to the whole world has famine?
You're asking the wrong person. Some take out the next pasuk. Rashi has it in. Ashacher for Evecha Hashem. They blasphemed, your enemies blasphemed you. Ashakherfu ikvas Mashiachecha. They blasphemed the footsteps of Mashiach. The Rashi, Ashakherfu evecha Hashem, Ashakherfu ikvas Mashiachecha, the Yisparach haikwala mayach tevacha. The Gemara does not explain what this pasuk is doing here. Like Adaris Beimidi, it's not darshaning anything. The Niru Lamayri, my Rebbe, is in Shekei Nichtim Svarim Betchila. It was written in the Svarim, Kamashi Shaninu Beperik Achlan de Saita, like it says in the last Perik of Saita. Digmas HaMashiach Chutzpah Yasmeh, at the footsteps of Mashiach, right before Mashiach, the Chutzpah will blossom, audacity will blossom. Except for Chutzpah perish out, Ikvais, Shulosh and Saif, Akamah Shacherfu Ikvais Mashiachecha, the end right before Mashiach. So we're bringing this pasuk just to set up the next Gemara, which is going to talk about the fact that right before Mashiach comes, things will get from bad to worse. Yeah, well, yes and no. Yavon, the Chashmonoim, they were good. Paras, they did tshuva by the days of Haman. The massive tshuva. So, the answer I said yes and no is because we didn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash right after Purim. It took a while. And Yavon, I don't know whether it was a massive effort or just a yechidim, so I'm not going to comment. By the way, this galus will end because we do tshuva.
This galus
that we're in now is going to end when we do because we do tshuva. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that we are guaranteed that we will do tshuva before Mashiach comes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make us do tshuva.
This might happen only after Mashiach.
But we will do tshuva. This is Rambam says. What? All hidden around in the world. I don't know who that incorporates. The Rambam says there's a guarantee that Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. The Rebbeinu Zalman will make them do tshuva. I mean, you know, I never understood that Rambam well until 9/11. After 9/11, I had a real shot in that Rambam. Because that day, there was such a fright in the world that people really did tshuva. You know what I mean? People, like, you know, stopped and thought, oh no, we better, you know. It lasted very, you know, for a little while, then it went away. But Rachman al-Litzvah, Hashem Yirachem, I mean, you know, it's not that hard. But we'll get us to do tshuva. We are going to do tshuva. That's why it's so much easier if we do it now without waiting. But the Rambam punished told us, the Rebbeinu Zalman is going to get us to do tshuva before Mashiach comes. So we are going to do tshuva. How it's going to happen, I don't know, but the Rambam might do tshuva. There's a talk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we will do tshuva before Mashiach comes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what the Rambam writes. That's what the Rambam passed.
Everybody at what their level of tshuva.
I only can read the Rambam, but you can read the Rambam. I don't know anything more than that.
Sure.
Friday, 20 years ago, it seems like nothing
can
get worse.
It's pretty frightening. It's true. That's the Gemara of Ayit. Tanya Rabbi Yudai, Darshan Ben David Ba. The Dard of the David comes. Now, the next Gemara really paints a terrible picture. Most Akhrainim accept the terrible picture. The Ben Yehuda goes to great lengths, and I'm not going to go through his chat, how everything is really a mila, how things will improve. He learns this whole thing and how things will get better. Now, reading the words, they definitely don't read like him, but he interprets every single one to show how it'll be unbelievable the Madrega Klal Yisrael will reach right before Mashiach comes. So he interprets it in a very positive light. Anybody interested in seeing the positive explanation to the next Gemara can look at the Ben Yehuda. However, we will learn the way most Mepharshim learn, that it is a rather negative picture being painted. The place where people gather will become a place where znus will happen. Hashem Chat is where people gather, instead of learning, they'll be engaged in activities that are not halakhically sanctioned. Rashi beis avad makim shalamid acham bezvadim shamlum matayra. Hagolul yakrov, the Galilee will be destroyed. Hagavlon, which is the name of a city, Yashem, will be totally desolate. Anshei Hagvul, the people that live in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, the border people, will yisoyvavu me'ir le'ir, will have to go away from their houses and start going from city to city. V'lo yichananu, and nobody will favor them. Chachmas achsayfim tisrach, the wisdom of the wise will become spoiled. Nobody will care about it. Yirei chet yimasu, people who fear sin will be treated disgustingly. Pnei hador kipnei kelev, the face of the generation will look like a dog. We will come to that in a second. Let's do Rashi till now. So to Rashi, we did the Gavlon Bakum Sheshmoy Kaki Shteimim will be destroyed. Anshe Agvul Eretz Yisrael, the people of the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, the Shnachrim, Anshe Gazis and Hedron, some of Gairitz, Anshe Gazis, Kibne Kelev. Rashi says the Dam Yamamish LeKelev. The Mamish is going to look like dogs. The Shnachrim, the Kibne Akelev, the Yisbaishus, the Mizeh, they will lose all inhibitions. The world will become a world without inhibitions. Okay, now. The Mashal learns, Kelev means Beloy Lev, meaning that the people's relationships will be surface. Nobody will have any genuine feelings for other people. They will act friendly, but inside there will be no meaning to it. Kipnei Kelev, that puts on a front of loving its owner, but there's no genuine feeling. That's how the Mashal learns it. Others want to learn Kipnei Kelev. Chaim Volozhiner says that if you watch a dog and its master, you think that the dog is leading the master. He's walking ahead of the master. He's always looking back. The leaders will always be looking back to see what the populace wants. They won't lead. They'll act like they're leading, but they'll always be reading the polls, meaning they're more interested in what the people behind them say than in leading. That's how Reb Chaim Volozhiner learns Pnei Hador Kipnei Kelev, where the leaders of the generation will be more interested in what's going on behind them, rather than what is right and what is wrong. That's Reb Chaim Volozhiner's pshat. The Chafetz Chaim learns, after learning Pnei Hador, the Chafetz Chaim had a beautiful pshat, just slipped my mind. Pnei Hador Kipnei Kelev, it slipped my mind. I'll remember it, I'll say it tomorrow. Back to the Gemara. The Emes Nederes. An Emes will be, Nederes means hidden. Shenema Vatiya Emes Nederes. By Vatiya Emes Nederes. Amidabe Rab Melamich and Nasus Adorim Adorim. It'll like becoming groups for Hilechasla. Meaning it'll be like, there'll be islands of truth and that will slip away as well. And truth will be a sought for but not found commodity. That's Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Now, some want to learn that the Emes Nederes means truth will turn into groups. Every group will claim that they have the truth and no one else has it. Only they know the truth. Right? Everybody thinks that they're right and everybody else is wrong. Truth will become in groups with no one having the tolerance for others to think that maybe both can be true. Everyone thinking only they are true and no one else is true. My Vesar Vera Mishtailo, what does the Pasuk mean? And one who turns away from bad will be mishtaylel. Anyone who doesn't do bad, people will think he's an idiot. People who don't do averus, people will look at them and say they're not normal. Rashi, mishtaylel averus, I'm shaytahu. They'll say he's a shayta. Rainam mishtaylel loshin shtus. My ma'aluf yaitim shaylel takes the yaitim and the advisor shaylel into craziness. So pshat is, people who do righteousness and they don't go for every new fad and new avera will be viewed as out of touch with reality, and that will be sar mirah mishtaylo. Amarava, mereisha ba'amina leka kushta ba'alma. I used to say there's no truthfulness in the world, meaning there is no person in the world that only speaks the truth. Everybody lies sometimes. Rashi leka kushta ba'amina the ba'alim shidaber emes tamid. Amali umar abanan. One of the rabbanon told me his name was Reb Tavis Shmei. His name was Reb Tavis. Amali Reb Tavumi Shmei. Some say his name was Reb Tavumi. If they would give him any money in the world, he would never lie. He would never say, he would never lie. He told me the following story, which made him into a very truthful person. What's the story? Let's go back to the Gemara. Let me finish the story. There was one time, he came to a city, and the name of the city was Truth. We'll have a Mishana b'diburei. Nobody ever lied in that city. We'll have a Ma'is Inish Mahasam B'lai Zimnei. And no one died young. Everyone lived a full life. No one died young. Because they all said the truth. There was no lie. The Sibi Yitzimenhai. So if Tavumi or Rav Tavis says, I married a woman from that city. V'hava l'tayitim b'nim mino, and I had two children. Yoy mechad have a yasu the bistu v'kachai f'resha. My wife was sitting and cleaning her hair, meaning obviously she was engaged in some private cleaning. The neighbor came and knocked on the door. It is not proper to say what my wife is doing. I told her, she's not here. She's not home now. His two sons died. The people of the city came. Amalei, my high. Why are your children dying young? No one dies young in this city. This is what happened. Amalei, they told him, we beg you, please leave the city. We don't want death to come into our city. Our city is saved from young death. You just brought it into the city. Do us a favor. Go live somewhere else. He said, I will never lie for any money in the world. Because that's the power of truth. Now, ask Akashi here. There's a halacha that if somebody's doing something that's not sneezdik, and if somebody asks you what they're doing, you don't have to tell them. There's a certain privacy that a person's allowed to be mishanim, they back your shalom, that you're not going to say, there it is. There was a way of saying it that not available might have gotten the neighbor angry. Could have said, she's engaged in private things. One could have answered more truthfully. And for that alone, that's called a lie. So even though it's mutter, one does it with the least possible way of saying non-truth. That's what the Yaivet says. And the neighbor would have understood. You don't have to tell the neighbor every detail. To say, she's not available, she's engaged in some private... end of story. He said she's not here. Two kids died. But that's what happened in a city called Truth. So therefore he says, no matter what people give me, I will never say a falsehood again. Rashi. So Rashi, he came to the city of Kushta Shmei. She asked for her. Where she is. She's middle cleaning her hair. It's not something you publicize. Answer is, you don't lie either, yes.
So when he said there's only one person, he didn't know about the city, you mean, right?
Right. He didn't know, obviously, at the time. It's a good question. Meaning, he was in Babel. I don't know where the city is located. Babel said, I don't know anybody who never says only the truth. So he said, I will never lie. And he told him the story. Now, obviously, there's a city, Kushta. I don't think it exists anymore. But there was a city called Kushta at a certain point where no one lied in that city. It was in the bylaws, in the Constitution. You don't lie. Liar is not welcome. Start to give my advice. What? Right. Tanya. The generation that Ben David comes, the youth will embarrass the old. And the old will have to stand up for the young. Meaning, the way the world will be set up is that instead of the young honoring the old will have to honor the young. Which is, by the way the generation works. Right? The famous story with Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky and Yechiel Kadishoy. That they were on a plane, and Rabbi Yankov's grandson was taking care of Rabbi Yankov, and this person of Israel, his name was Yechiel Kadishoy, was an advisor to the prime minister, walked over to Rabbi Yankov and says he's totally in amazement in the respect that the grandchild was offering his grandfather. He says, my grandchildren don't treat me with that respect. So Rabbi Yankov told him, it's self-understood why. He said, because you believe the man came from monkey. So every generation is one generation further away from the monkey. So why should your grandson honor you? He's two generations further from the monkey than you are. He's a greater human than you are. Where we believe the Torah came from Sinai, and that they were much greater than us, and every generation is a lower generation. Therefore the youth look to their elders to learn from them, to respect them, rather than to question them and tell them that they're out of touch. So that's what happens when you have a generation that has no Messiah. So what happens is the youth take over. And they have no respect for their elders, right? 70, the governor of Colorado, what was his name? Richard Lamb, I think his name was, said that at 70 they should stop treating people because it's a waste of medicine dollars. And you know, why waste money on the old people who are not productive members of society? That's Narim Pnei Zkenim Yabinu and Zkenim Yamdu Lufnei Narim. Bas Kama Be'ima, a daughter will get up against her mother. The Kalev b'chamaisa, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. U'pnei hadar k'pnei Kalev, the generation will be like a dog. Ve'ein ha-ben mishnayish b'avim, and no son will be embarrassed to do anything in front of his father. No inhibitions. No respect. Vashi norim yabidu b'nei skenim kam yacharvu yivayishayisim, they will embarrass them. Skenim yamdu b'nei norim, l'chav them. Vayinu yabidu b'ikvus m'shicha, chutz b'yat, chutz b'ubagrel. Bas kama b'ima l'charvu l'vayisha. Daughters will embarrass their mothers. Yeah, but they don't get along, but there's no open embarrassment. Right? Daughters-in-law do not like their mothers-in-law as a general rule. That's true. Even Chazal recognized this in Halacha. But on the other hand, there's a respect because they're older and they have respect. So they might have a dislike, but they don't have a disrespect. What?
About son-in-law.
The Gemara views son-in-law and mother-in-law as a very positive relationship.
Yeah.
The Gemara has trouble with the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law because the mother-in-law feels that the daughter-in-law stole her son from her. And therefore, will never really forgives her daughter-in-law for taking her son away. That's how Chazal view it. And deep down harbors a dislike for this woman who took my son away, which then translates with a dislike back. However, the Gemara talks about mothers-in-law and sons-in-law is having a very positive relationship to the point that the Gemara says one should not trust a mother-in-law with her first son-in-law because they're apt to do averis, because she has a genuine liking for her first son-in-law. That's what the Gemara says. First son-in-law, oldest son-in-law. That's what the Gemara says. So again, halacha, it's not brought down, but the Gemara's view of son-in-law, mother-in-law is much better than today's contemporary view. Whereas mother-in-law, daughter-in-law seems to have been, you know, been there from the ages, that there is a dislike, built-in dislike between daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. Again, they're vying for the attention of the same man, the mother never wanting to give up her son, and the daughter-in-law who took him away, and each one says that the other one is keeping, you know, is taking it all for herself. Yes? I thought you had a question. Fine, we'll stop here today. We'll continue.
Do you want to ask questions in cheer?
That's the Gemara in Shabbos.